Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is Thursday's My Thought in One Take, a part of the Ben Burnett Show Empire.
Welcome into the Ben Burnett Show. This is My Thought in One Take. You guys pay attention to the rioting in Atlanta last week? People who live in trees tied to Antifa decided that they wanted to open fire on a Georgia State Patrolman in the Atlanta Police Department, and that guy lived his last day. In the subsequent days, almost 20 people were arrested for domestic terrorism. Attorney General Chris Carr said he's going to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. There's a big problem with law enforcement. And I don't mean there's a big problem with law enforcement as to how they treat people. I think 99% of them do a great job, and I think all of my listening base knows that. The city of Atlanta has 2,000 appropriated heads for their police department. You know how many cops they have on the street today? 1,600. And they can't get that number to move. Doesn't matter the benefits package. Doesn't matter the salary. Doesn't matter the starting pay. People don't want to take those jobs. If you want in law enforcement, you can go to more or less any Metro Atlanta agency. Apply for a job if you've got a degree. Plenty of them. You don't have to have one. They'll educate you. They'll give you a big fat signing bonus. They'll treat you really well. They all have issues with staffing. They go all around the country to try to fix that. Did you notice that the tenor had changed from 3 years ago when there were a lot of rioting in the streets in the wake of the George Floyd death? I did. You saw Keisha Lance Bottoms finally, after several days of rioting in Atlanta, say, go home. This is not what we need to do here. You're burning down. Black people are burning down black businesses. It didn't take that long this time. Governor Kemp stepped up to the plate first. Mayor Andre Dickens, and they were cohesive and on the same page. Chris Carr was behind him. The attorney general said, we're going to charge these people with domestic terrorism. Every single one of those individuals didn't live in the city limits of Atlanta. Man, that's a shame. Activism in destruction is a horrible thing. I'll give Senator John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock credit too. You know, they all condemned it. They know that Atlanta is a third of the gross domestic product that the state of Georgia has. It's by far the biggest job center. That's a commercial for you for days. And for all the wrong reasons. But I want to talk to you about something else. Most Metro Atlanta police agencies, Smyrna, Vinings, Paulding County, Gwinnett, all of them, Johns Creek, you can name one. All those officers have body cameras. They're activated by three ways. One of them's manually. One of them's if you notice a certain movement. And one of them is done by audible sounds. Close the door, you say something, and they click on. You have to save and retain that data for 7 years. Seven. Plenty of it is useless as soon as it's done, but you have to save it in the event that something happens. One of the things that I noticed over the week with some of the research that I had done was that the Georgia State Patrol only has two instances where those officers need body cameras. One is at the state capitol, which I would argue is, you know, behind some of the military installations, is probably the safest place in the state of Georgia. And the other is on Jekyll Island, which if you just totally separate that out, I don't know why the sea turtles on Jekyll Island need body cameras, but those are the two places in the state where they absolutely must be on every officer at all times. I'm not saying that body cameras made a big difference, and I understand that point of a peaceful at that point protest. Release the body camera footage. Well, of the 9 to 11 body cameras that were found, none of them were really of any consequence. You know, if you've got somebody firing rounds at you from a couple hundred yards, you're not going to see a lot. If you're 5 or 10 feet from me, you will see the whole thing. So it doesn't solve the problem. But I will tell you, if you got a $6.6 billion surplus and the vast majority of people on the state patrol are patrolling state highways, interstates, directing traffic— I mean, those folks should have body cameras. The state of Georgia is not Walmart, and it doesn't always need to be run like that. And I am perfectly fine with foregoing a $250 tax rebate from the state of Georgia to protect those folks. Because the body cameras, although they are designed to protect law enforcement and act in evidence, the biggest responsibility they have is to protect you. And if you can afford to do it in the cities and counties of means, and there are small agencies that can't afford to do it, that should be something that gets looked at by the legislature, because it is bipartisan. If you want transparency in the surveillance of the of crimes, of traffic stops, of things like that, if I'm sitting at a steering wheel and I've got nefarious intentions with a police officer and I know they have a body camera, as I'm certainly going to think twice. It would be an incredibly expensive thing to do, but it's also the right thing to do for the people who live in the state of Georgia. Never mind, we don't condone the burning down of cities and the destruction of property and the destruction of, you know, police cars and things like that. Governor Kemp ought to take some of that $6.6 billion surplus and ask himself the next question, because body cameras are best for everybody. It's been another episode of The Ben Burnett Show. Have a great day.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.